From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump on Monday showed no signs of changing the policy of separating children from their parents who were trying to enter the United States illegally. At the White House, the president said a country without borders is not a country at all. We want security and safety for our country, and it starts with the border. Trump said the U.S. would not be a migrant camp or refugee holding facility. AP Washington correspondent Sakar Magani reports.
Video footage shows children kept behind chain-link fences while their parents are detained for trying to illegally cross the border.
What's happening is so sad.
The president blames Democrats, again falsely saying their terrible immigration laws are responsible for the forced separation. Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen says border agents are just enforcing that law, which other administrations failed to do.
No more free passes, no more get out of jail free cards.
Democrats and even some Republicans are bashing the separations, which the president suggests could end quickly if Democrats agree to work on immigration legislation. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Officials in South Korea are reacting cautiously to the expected suspension of military exercises with American troops. An announcement could come this week that the joint exercises are being put on hold. Routine training would continue, however. North and South Korea say they will form unified teams for some sports and march together at the upcoming 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia. And Israeli jet struck 9 targets belonging to the Islamist group Hamas in retaliation for incendiary kites and balloons flown over the border in recent weeks. This is VOA News.